how much did they take you out of your game tonight?
Yeah, I think we, you know, tried to make that fancy play to turn pucks over that didn't keep that sustained pressure that maybe we've had in the last few games where we've been on a roll, shooting lots of pucks, getting to the second man on a puck and then redoing it again. But they're a big team. They don't like to necessarily play with too much speed, but they'll hit the middle, they'll break out under under control and then take it into your zone and use their big bodies for like a cycle play, or you see their fourth goal all day and just walk it down the wall and find somebody in a soft area. So it was kind of a sleepy game for us, but most of it was probably our own lack of, you know, attention or detail with the puck.
When you do like to play with speed like you guys do and create a flow, there's a lot of starts and stops in this game, a lot of face-offs. Is that kind of aggravating to play against when you guys want to play fast?
Yeah, that's just the ebbs and flows of a hockey game. You'd like to be less whistles, less face-offs, but for whatever reason, there was quite a few that first period. But that doesn't mean we can't, you know, get into a flow of the game. If we have the momentum, we should be, you know, thriving off every time we get a face-off in their end. And tonight we didn't maybe have that same quality a jump that we had in the last few games. So we just have to reset and get ready for Florida.
So you guys off to such a great start. A chance to reset things here a little bit after a game like this?
Yeah, I mean, confidence is one of the best things you can have in hockey. And when we had, you know, our guys at the top really going, our power play was going, our goaltenders making big saves, and sometimes you don't get the bounces or whatever it may be, and you need everybody on the ice to be able to fill in. We've won a lot of games this year because we've had special players make great plays to win us games, and tonight we needed more than just, you know, one line. We didn't get that from everybody, so we have to go out there and just regroup against Florida. We know it was going to be a tough game. They took it to us. They played with a lot of speed and pucks in behind us, and that's something we got to be prepared for.
You cut the lead to one there late in the second, and then you've been on the other side twice already this year, but you know they score with one half of the second left. How much does that kind of kill momentum?
Yeah, it takes kind of that buzz out of the crowd. You go in between periods. They always say the last 2 minutes of a period or the first 2 minutes of a period, you know, carry that momentum. And yeah, it maybe took us out of it a little bit, but we still knew we had chances. We had a few power plays that we could have, you know, found a way to sneak one in or whatever, make it closer, but we didn't. It's one of those things you take it and you grow with it and learn from what your mistakes were and try to get better the next night.
JT Brown's been thrown into the mix with your line a little bit. What do you like about the way you guys play together? Are there some similar traits in all of your guys' games, or how does that chemistry seem to play out?
Yeah, I think we're all kind of straight line players. We want to put pucks in, get on the forecheck, get it back, and you know, put pucks towards the net. We found a way to, you know, put a puck in, turn it over, get it to the net, and found a way to bang in a goal and you know, to get that momentum back for our team. But we have to do that on a more consistent basis every night. We got to go out there and earn our shifts. And yeah, it would have been nice if that would have carried over for a win, but it didn't. So we got to go out and look ready for the next one.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.